Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Expert Insights Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Expert Insights is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on your professional and personal success, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, top coaches, world stage speakers, thought leaders, thriving entrepreneurs and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because we have with us authors from Are You the Missing Piece? Don't Leave a Hole in the World, that will be released in October, and we will be promoting it to bestseller. So I want to welcome all of the authors here that are going to contribute so beautifully to our time together and talk about what they wanted to do in this wonderful journal in order to inspire people to write, to achieve their goals, to really fulfill their dreams. So that's what today's show is all about. And I wanted to first start by saying that we have named the title of the book, Are You the Missing Piece, because of a personal philosophy I have. My philosophy is that the world is like a jigsaw puzzle. That's what I always picture in my mind, and that every piece is shaped totally different, but it takes all the pieces coming together into making a whole, to make the picture a whole. And so one of the people that's been with me for over a decade on our staff said, you should write a book about that. So we decided to do it in a journal format where a number of people could contribute. So I'm really thrilled to again have you all here today. And I want to start by seeing, is Margaret Reese from the UK, are you on the line?
Hello, Vicki. It's Margaret.
Oh, hi, Margaret.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. Okay,
so
Margaret,
much.
Please let us know what your inspirational thought was in the book, Are You the Missing Piece?
Okay, well, it's about It's Time to Talk. And it's, mental illnesses are as distressing as physical illnesses, but mental illness is invisible, and the stigma attached leaves the vulnerable even more isolated and entrapped within themselves, with no escape route, and no one is exempt. Let us show love and compassion to all. A kind word, a smile, a helping hand can transform a life. It is strong to make yourself vulnerable, not weak. It gives others permission to be vulnerable too. Okay?
Oh, beautiful. So how do you hope your message will impact readers?
Well, you know, the way we react or respond to circumstances has a consequence later in life or at some time during our lives, and it can manifest as either physical or mental illness. I really passionately hope that readers will have a greater understanding towards mental illness and be more compassionate towards those who already feel isolated and disconnected, because it could be them. And that's why I'm writing my book, Keep the Sword, A Guide to Embracing the Storms of Developmental PTSD, which is Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, from my own personal experiences.
Oh, Margaret, that's so beautiful.
Thank you, Vicki.
Is there a way listeners can learn more about you? Is there a way to connect with you?
Certainly, yes. If any of your listeners will be interested in joining a community I'm creating on the web to offer a safe place to share and interact with like-minded people, or if they'd like to contact me for any reason, if they maybe have any other suggestions of what they would like to do, my email address is margaret2016@gmail.com.
Fabulous. Margaret, thank you so very, very much. Sally.
Thank you.
Sally,
thank
hi.
You.
Are you here?
Yes, I'm here, Vicki. Hello.
Hello, Sally is joining us from Chile today.
Yeah.
Sally, tell us a little bit about your inspirational thought and are you the missing piece?
Well, I think you're a leader when you influence people. When you influence people, you will have followers. And in turn, we'll have them too. They will also have followers. So you will not only influence them, but also as a consequence, you will create an impact on your environment and that of your followers and the followers of your followers. So since we live in an interactive world and we will have all those influences, the world will never be the same. You will have created a legacy. Now, for that to happen, you need to start by becoming the leader of your own self. And that is what the book, The Novel Entrepreneur, that will be published next October, is all about.
Oh, that is so beautiful. What do you hope readers will take away?
Well, I think anybody who is interested in transformation is also interested in self-transformation and how it impacts transformation of others in order to have a better world. And so I think that people will understand how important leadership is. They will feel our leadership crisis, and I hope they will be interested in becoming leaders by starting with being their own leaders.
Oh, beautiful. Sally, thank you so much. How can people get a hold of you on the web?
They can go to www.thenovelentrepreneur.com, The Novel Entrepreneur all together. And there they can find emails and other websites and especially some interesting gifts coming from this forthcoming book.
That's so beautiful. Sally, thank you so much. And thank you so much for your generosity of those gifts. Just lovely.
Thank you, Vicki, for having me with you.
Is Jenny Lassen here from Florence, Italy?
Yes, I'm here, and my name is pronounced Peter.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about what you wanted to share to inspire people in the book.
Yes, I wanted to emphasize that being a highly sensitive person, it is not a weakness, that it is a strength. And there's a stigma in the modern Western world that if you are sensitive, very sensitive, there's something wrong with you. And the genetic traits that have been very well researched of high sensitivity, it has some phenomenal gift in that, you know, we take life in very, very deeply. We notice patterns. We have very, very strong empathy. It's all confirmed by research and that we are very sensitive. Like we notice a lot more things than somebody else might do. And this all combines in that our archetypal roles in society are those of the royal advisor or the counselor or the priest or the healer, because we have this deep insight and we see patterns and typically we make very wise decisions. So that was sort of my inspiration that I really wanted to get it out there, that being highly sensitive is an amazing gift of power and magic. It's not a weakness. There's nothing wrong with you.
That's so beautiful. So what gift do you hope this will give readers of the book?
I do hope that they change their perception of being very sensitive and begin to see it as a strength rather than a weakness. That is truly a blessing. It's not a curse to be super sensitive.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. So where can listeners go to find out more about you?
I will send them to highlysensitivemagic.com.
Lovely. Thank you so much. And I have to tell you, I'm going to be in Florence, Italy. So I'm very excited because I have not been there before.
Okay. Get in touch with me and we will meet and I'll show you a few insider places.
I'd love that. I'd love that. Thank you so much for that offer.
Okay.
Beautiful.
You know what?
Okay. Is Wanda Davis on the line? Wanda?
Hi.
Welcome, Wanda.
Hello.
We're so excited to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about your inspirational thought in Are You the Missing Piece?
Okay. It was all about being worthy. and understanding that you're full of value. Each person has something unique to share with the world. And it's the whole idea of kind of trying to figure out exactly what that uniqueness, what your purpose is, and don't let your fears stand in the way of actually accomplishing that, and don't let the judgment of others hold you back either. So claim your power and stand up and share it with the world.
Oh, that is such a powerful thought. So how do you hope people will be impacted by your message?
Well, the whole idea is, first of all, you need to kind of go within to understand yourself to a little bit more about what makes me unique. What is it that I can contribute to the world? And then, of course, exploring, making sure that, again, you're not having any limiting beliefs that are holding you back, making sure that your fears aren't getting in the way, and, of course, not listening to other people's judgments to prevent you from actually living your purpose and showing the world exactly what you are here to show the world. All those lessons that you can tell people. And kind of part in there, too, is like kind of just follow that path that feels right for you. The whole idea, as I said in the message, that about which one feels the lightest. It's like what feels lighter, that's your yes. So follow that path and your purpose will unfold.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And Wanda Davis, you're coming to us from Canada.
London, Ontario.
Yes, beautiful. And if you could share with listeners how they might be able to connect with you on the web.
Well, my website then is www.wandadavis.ca.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I wanted to remind all of our authors, we are going to be honoring all of our authors in this book at our annual e-book awards. And that is going to take place at one of the most beautiful resorts in all of Mexico. It will be November 8th through 11th of this year. So if you want to get away for a little vacation, and you can find out all the information at mybookaward.com. So, Anne Ridiffs, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Vicki.
Wonderful. Anne, thank you so much for joining us. And we're excited about your book in this book, Are You the Missing Piece?, but also excited about the fact that we're doing about four more books with you for bestsellers. So you're quite a prolific writer and an amazing person. And tell us a little bit about your inspirational thought for Are You the Missing Piece?
Well, I wrote about the missing piece being holding back ourselves, or at least part of ourselves. As you know, Vicki, the missing piece in my life recently has been the use of my right arm since I broke it in gym class. And I find that we often don't appreciate the contribution every part of us makes until that part is suddenly missing. Being a retired psychiatrist, I've been thinking about the missing pieces within our emotional bodies, our hearts, that these physical parts so often represent. Most of us have trouble allowing the flow of certain emotions, whether anger, sadness, fear, guilt, shame, or even love. We mute or disown aspects of our hearts when we're young, and we're not aware of what we're missing and what wonderful contributions the missing parts could make to our lives. For example, our emotions indicate the conditions of our internal and external environments. We're afraid when danger approaches, and we're sad when there's a loss. We're angry when we experience injustice. We feel guilty when we've done something hurtful. And we naturally love people when we see the beauty of the child of God in them. When we're out of touch with any of these feelings, however, we miss essential or even life-saving information.
That is, again, very, very powerful message. So how do you hope the book will impact readers?
Well, I'm hoping to motivate people to work on themselves just as diligently as working at their jobs or in their homes. So we can picture what our lives would be like if we didn't have employment or we never cleaned the house and yard. When we're missing this piece of actively working on our human development, the consequences are equally striking. And facing these consequences, I think, frightens most people beyond skimming the surface of themselves. If they've muted or disowned their fear, they won't even know why they're avoiding inner work. This intensity of feeling that we all have inside deters so many of us from personal growth. When we're open, we discover great sorrow, rage, guilt, and shame. And deep down, we care so much for ourselves and others that when we withhold our best, it hurts. And I believe our best, the most mature humanity within each one of us, is the missing piece that our world so desperately needs right now.
Mm. Oh, so beautiful, Anne. So lovely to have you here. Where can listeners go on the web to learn more about you and connect with you?
AnneTheListener.com. A-N-N-E, TheListener.com.
Lovely. Anne, thank you so much. Well, I think it's time we get a guy in here. Bill McCarthy, are you on the line? Bill?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome, Bill.
Well, listen, the first thing I want to say is, what a wonderful group of people. My God, so inspiring.
I know, and it's so great you all get a preview and get to combine together this way all of your contributions before the book even comes out. I love it. We normally do this after the book, but I thought I'd like to give everyone a little bit of a preview of the brilliance that this book is going to be. So, Bill, thank you again for being with us. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts in Are You the Missing Piece?
Well, I focused on persistence, which is the route to achievements. And why I mention that is there seems to be an epidemic of people who live in procrastination and stressing themselves out with their insecurities, and then at the end, rushing to meet deadlines and getting more stressed out. And successful people use the tool of persistence to weather these storms. It starts with visualizing the goal, being so connected that nothing will stop you. And every morning, when you have the most energy and focus, that's when they work on the most difficult tasks. People who start each day by tackling these challenges are energized by their accomplishments and sail through the rest of the day towards their final goal with less stress and more confidence.
Oh, that's so strong and powerful once again. Bill, where are you calling in from?
Palm Springs, California.
Oh, I lived there for 4 years, and I loved it. But you're having some hot weather now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, it comes with the territory.
Okay, so tell us what you hope that your portion of the book, your contribution, will do for readers.
Well, I think that it will instill more confidence. I mean, the thing is that when people procrastinate, it's out of fear. And then yet at the end of the day, when it's time to accomplish something, then they're just driven by fear. And I found for myself, and this is the way I've always operated, when I get up in the morning, I go after the most difficult things first. And then within a few hours, the rest of the day, you just sail through the day. It's beautiful. You can even take a little time off because the stress that you've given to yourself and your insecurities are short-circuited within the first few hours that you awake every day. So I hope people can realize that, understand that, and as you complete your work each day, it gives you more confidence for the next day with your accomplishments. And it just steamrolls. So every day you're more confident. Every day you're more secure. And the insecurities that have plagued you in the past and the fear dissipates.
That's so beautiful. Bill, where can people get a hold of you on the web in order to connect?
Well, probably the best is through our website, which is pretty easy. It's just unityfoundation.org.
Beautiful. Bill, thank you so much for joining us today from sunny Palm Springs, California.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for, you guys are the most beautiful people and you really take care of all the authors. And we were so inspired last year to be with you. And thank you so much.
Oh, Bill, thank you for the compliment. And I just have to say that I found my purpose and all of our team shares that this is our purpose, to spotlight the authors and get their stories out. So thank you, and all of the authors on the line and out there in the world that are getting your stories out to the world. Marcia McCray, are you with us?
Hi. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you. And it's Marcia McCray.
Oh, thank you, Marcia, for correcting my pronunciation. Marcia, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Cockeysville, Maryland.
Oh, fabulous.
Yep. Thank you. Vicki, thank you so much for this opportunity. I appreciate it. I really do.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. So, Marcia, tell us a little bit about what your thoughts and your inspiration was for the book, Are You the Missing Piece?
I feel like the people, we hear so many different voices, and we lose our voices in the crowd. and we can even lose ourselves. And the result is that we drown out relying on our own instincts. So then we become people pleasers. And the beauty of life is traveling that road to self-discovery, defining yourself, and expressing your difference in the world. So that's what my submission was basically about.
Oh, that's beautiful. So what do you hope people will take away that are reading the book?
Well, I'm hoping that it will help them embrace the idiosyncrasies, the differences that they have, and to embrace the imperfect. So not a single person is perfect on this earth, yet many imperfect people try to please other imperfect people, which can be a problem. So, and then Bishop T.D. Jakes stated that comparison is an act of violence against the self. Well, I'd like to add to that, and I'd like to say that so is trying to please others. Doing that is an act of violence against the self because you're not being true to yourself, who you are. You're going against the grain of who you are when pleasing other people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's such an important message, and it takes some of us a while to come to that awareness. So, and,
right.
And it's such an
it's
important
true.
One.
Yeah.
It's such an important one. Yeah. Marcia, where can people contact you on the web?
www.thebrandnakedagency.co.
Fabulous. Marcia, thank you so much for contributing to the book and also for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Vicki.
Michael Nimes, are you with us?
I am, Vicki. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Michael, so good to talk with you. It was our pleasure to take your own book to number one and bestseller, and I am thrilled that you're here. And tell us a little bit about what your contribution was all about in Are You the Missing Piece?
I sure will. My contribution was about freedom of speech, which I think is an issue near and dear to the hearts of authors around the world. But to me, freedom of speech is more than just tolerance. It's more than just allowing me to say something. It's also about trying to actually listen, understand, empathize with, and be open to different ideas from different people. I think in our world today, we're very much in danger of being completely polarized in a mode where if my idea is different from your idea, yours is simply wrong and it must be destroyed. And that's a really unfortunate state of affairs for all of us, I think. So I think instead of being politically correct and simply trying to be nice about the fact that other people have ideas, we really need to take the best of all thoughts and combine them to get the best of all worlds going forward. And for that, we need more than political correctness. We need open hearts and minds.
I love that. I love what you said about open hearts and minds. And I also the idea about, you know, being open creates the best world that we can possibly have. It's how we learn, you know, being flexible in our goals and our decisions and our thoughts are really how we learn and how we grow. So that's really beautiful. Michael, how do you hope this will impact the readers?
Well, exactly that. I hope that people are open to reading a lot more books by people who have contrary opinions so that we can actually learn the essence of their ideas so that we can extract from them, incorporate them, and build a better world going forward.
Beautiful. Michael, where are you coming out to us from today?
I'm coming from normally sunny and hot Atlanta, where today it's in the mid-70s and raining.
A little break from the heat. Well, Michael, where can people connect with you if they would like to do so on the web?
Yeah, I do have a website, but it's all about the books. And really, if you want to connect with me and what I'm thinking, Twitter is the best way, and it's at Nemos Novels, M-E-M-O-S Novels, at Nemos Novels. And pretty much every day there's some thought that I post on Twitter. It's all good. You won't find any hate.
I love that, Michael. Thank you so much. Nick Arden, are you with us?
Yes, I am. And welcome from Penticton in beautiful Okanagan Valley in British Columbia.
Oh, fabulous. I love British Columbia. I love British Columbia. So, Nick, tell us a little bit about your thoughts in the book. What did you express as inspiration for readers?
Well, what I did was I quoted four quotes, I guess, and I thought of a fifth, which maybe if we've got time, I'll add. But perhaps I can combine the two questions and deal with each of the quotes.
Yeah, surely.
Which the quotes are largely my quotes, but often adaptation of other people's thinking. So the first quote is, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I think the truth is that the teacher was always there. The student was just not ready to see her. So I would say, you agree with that?
Yes. Totally.
So I guess the takeaway from that is that the more open-minded you are, the more opportunities you'll get. So that was the first one. The second one was, never achieve a goal without first having its replacement. And I learned that, and I hope others will not have to go through what I did. When back in the 60s, I finally got accepted at Cambridge University, which had been my goal forever. And when I got there, which should have been a wonderful opportunity, I got depressed. I had no idea what I wanted to do next. So for anybody, never achieve your goal without first having a replacement for it, something beyond. Number three, friends do not count the favors sought in the pleasure of the giving, which was actually an extract for a line from a poem I wrote a long time ago. And I guess the takeaway from that is for us to just give without expecting anything back. Number four, your best friend accepts you as you are. Your mentor wants you to be all you can be. That's adapted from a great speaker called Mike Murdoch, who some of you may know. And the takeaway from that is that friends is, you want to just accept you as you are, but your mentor needs to tell you, hopefully gently, any uncomfortable truths that you need to hear. So those were the four. And do we have time for one short quote?
Oh, surely.
Okay, this one is not adapted, doesn't need adaptation of any sort. And it comes from Kalidasa, who was a 3rd century Indian philosopher and poet. And I'm sure many people have heard this, but it's a nice way to participate in something like this. And it goes, yesterday is but a dream and tomorrow only a vision. But today, well lived, makes every yesterday a dream of happiness and every tomorrow a vision of hope.
Oh, Nick, that's so beautiful. And that's why they call it the present, because it is indeed a present, isn't it?
Yes,
the present
indeed.
Time. Nick, thank you so much. Can you please share with us anywhere people might be able to find you on the web?
Yeah, well, I'm starting up a service for career choice coaching, emphasizing the impact of technology advances. I don't have a website yet, but people can contact me via LinkedIn, just using my name, Nick Arden, A-R-D-E-N. And if they do contact me, please mention that it was at this, that, or you're an author of the book, so that I'll know where we met.
Wonderful. Nick, thank you so much, and have a wonderful day in beautiful British Columbia.
You too, but not in BC.
And it looks as if Jackie Lappin may have joined us in sunny Southern California. Jackie?
I have indeed, Vicki. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for being here. Jackie is, in addition to being a really prolific and wonderful writer, she is also a wonderful book promoter and has all kinds of wonderful special programs specifically for authors. So, Jackie, tell us a little bit about what you shared in the book as far as inspiration.
Well, we are in very, very interesting times, and I call them the transformational times. When navigating life feels a bit like a whiplash, you know, you might have experienced some of the energy that really is making things feel like you're slogging through every day and you're experiencing challenges and you're seeing this in everybody around you. It's because our world is changing really rapidly, but we are trying to figure out how to deal with that change. So I have inspired people to, you know, there are people out there who need what you have, and you can help them through these challenging times much faster and much easier with your wisdom. And so now is the time, as things are constantly in an uproar that those people that have track records as authorities and experts and coaches and mentors are really, really needed. This is a time when those folks out there are open to new ways of doing things because they're so frustrated with the ones that they've been experiencing in the past that are no longer working. They want new ways to view the world and to live in the world. And the world needs you, these messengers, with their ability to cut through the red tape and give people new insights and new inspirations and new ways of doing things. And so I say, so step up, Transformation Agent. Our world is ready for you. This is your call to action, and that's really my message. It's if you have a message to share, if you have a mission to, you know, improve people's lives, don't hide it. Don't step back because you're afraid of what the world would think. Get out there. We need you.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Jackie, so beautiful. So what do you think people will take away from your words?
I hope that those that are holding back will be inspired to go forward and to get out there. And those that are already doing it, this really supports it and emboldens them to step out bigger. And that's really what I've been doing for the last couple of years, is helping leaders with a message step out much bigger so that they can reach more people and change more lives.
Beautiful. And you're doing such a wonderful job of it. Thank you so much, Jackie. Where can people reach you on the web?
Well, there's a couple of ways to reach me. They can reach me through speakertunity.com, which is our services that help authors, speakers, and leaders by providing them tip sheets where they can book themselves for speaking engagements all over North America, radio shows and podcasts, and virtual summits that have open virtual summit seats so they can deliver their message in a bigger way. So you can find me at Speakertunity, and if you're interested in the services we help authors, done for you services, including our radio media tours, they can reach me at consciousmediarelations.com, and that's consciousmediarelations.com. So either one of those, find me in either of those places, and I am delighted to chat and get to know folks.
Wonderful, and it's a delight to have you here, Jackie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicki. Appreciate being invited.
Patrice Porter from Canada, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Patrice. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and it's wonderful being included here with this fabulous group of people. It's all new to me, and I feel it's a real honor and a privilege to be included in this Are You the Missing Piece?
Well, we are thrilled to have you in the book and have you here today. So tell us a little bit about your message and Are You the Missing Piece?
Well, looking at bringing out the potential, and it's mostly my focus has been bringing out the potential of children and our youth and starting to recognize the potential within them, and not just the children and the youth, like within yourself too. Like I've found as I'm working with the children, I work with the young and young children in the Play and Exploration program. And that's all about bringing out their potential. And I find, like, when I'm working with them, I'm finding a lot of potential in me, too, with sharing my knowledge and expertise. If you nourish that potential in the children and in yourself, and taking, like, the present moments now to develop that potential that's within us all, and that's how we start to have brighter futures. It's the futures that are created from what we're doing in the present moments. And so if we share and transfer some of the knowledge that we have, that keeps that knowledge alive and makes for brighter futures. As I say, I've been working with the children in the Play and Exploration program, and I've started writing a series of books for bringing out the potential of children. And the first one is Writers and Authors. And it's not just about writing, bringing out like the potential for writing. It's about communicating too and enabling the kids to have more understanding and to be able to understand and to be understood. And that is the first in the series. The second is for gardeners, so that kids can produce their own food. And once you know how to garden and produce your own food, you never have to go hungry again. and you have access to good, healthy food. And the third is for cooks and chefs. I'll be bringing in another author on this, and that's sharing my expertise and also bringing in others' expertise, like an executive chef that has a world of knowledge to pass on to our youth. It's all about bringing that potential and helping people fulfill their aspirations.
Oh, that's beautiful, Patrice. So tell us, what do you think you would like people to take away from your contribution to Are You the Missing Piece?
Well, again, it's going back to seeing and recognizing the potential in the youth and our children, and knowing that they are very capable learners. And again, not just their youth and our children, but knowing within yourself that there's lots of potential in there, that you're very capable learners. And to develop that, bring that out and start fulfilling some of the aspirations and sharing our knowledge that we have to keep it alive and make for really bright futures.
That's so beautiful. Patrice, I know you're calling in from Canada. Can you tell us where people can reach you, though, on the web?
I do have an author's page on Amazon for Patrice Porter. That's where all my books will be. Also, fullpotential.co.place. The series of books will be up there, bringing out the potential of our children. And email, too, is a great way at writerssecrets@explorenet.ca.
Wonderful. Patrice, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a real privilege. I'm really enjoying this and looking forward to the book. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Pedro Power Solar, are you on?
Yes, Vicky, and it is an honor to be here.
Oh, it is an honor to have you here, Pedro. We're looking forward to your own book coming out later this year, but tell us for now, first of all, where are you calling from?
Tampa, Florida.
Oh, in Florida. Nice and warm down there probably now, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Pedro, tell us a little bit about your message and Are You the Missing Piece?
My message is about spirituality, which is not about doing, but about surrender, which is a universal component without which not significant transformation and spiritual growth can occur. It's being willing to open our hearts to see the blessing in every trial and in life, to surrender to our true self. Within each of us, it is attuned to wisdom. It is attuned to true beauty and love.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Pedro, what do you hope people will take away from your message in the book?
Well, hoping readers come to understanding that we are evolving into the age of heart listening. And when we hear our hearts, we hear our divine guidance. When we hear our divine guidance and surrender the seat of the soul to the divinity within us, our purpose will be known and a transformational path will be made clear.
Ah, oh, that is so beautiful, so beautiful. Pedro, I know people will want to be able to connect with you. How would they do that on the web?
Yes, ma'am. They can go to pedropower.com, pedropower.com.
Wonderful. Pedro, thank you so much for visiting with us today from sunny Florida.
Thank you, ma'am. It is my pleasure, my honor.
Rachel Hessing.
Hello there.
Hi, Rachel. Yes, I can. Thank you so much for joining us.
I just want to say, as I've been listening to all of these authors sharing all of their individual contributions, I've been noticing that they're in all these different areas. So in a way, this call is the perfect illustration of the theme of the book itself.
You know, that is so lovely a thought, and I wasn't thinking about it all the way as thoroughly as you have, but I was just in amazement as we're talking here about all the different wonderful ideas combining in one place. I see the book in the final galley, but I haven't looked at any of the individual submissions. So this is really an education for me as well, and it's just absolutely amazing. So thank you for pointing that out. It's really wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, yes, and I'm very delighted to be able to be part of it.
So, Rachel, where are you calling in from?
I too am in sunny Southern California. However, I live up in the mountains. And since everything in Southern California is measured in drive time, let's say I live about half an hour west and 1 hour up from Bill in Palm Springs.
Oh, okay. What mountain community are you in? I lived in Lake Arrowhead for years. So.
Okay, I'm in Big Bear City.
Oh,
so,
okay. If
for
I were
practical
still there,
former
we'd
neighbors.
Be neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay, Rachel, tell us a little bit about your contribution to the book. What was it about?
Well, have you ever or have you known anyone who has ever become absolutely obsessed, whether it's with a person or a celebrity or even a movie or something, but they can't think of anything else? There's just something about whatever it is they're obsessed with that they can't get out of their head. Well, what I point out is that actually has very little to do with the object of the obsession. Instead, it's an indication of something inside yourself that is really yearning to come out and express itself. It's necessary to look at these things and say, okay, here I am. Say, I can't get this guy out of my mind. It's all of these things. What is it about him? And look into that question. What qualities does that person have? What was it about that movie? I mean, think about how many times people went to watch the movie Titanic. There was something about that movie that really attracted people that they wanted to experience it over and over again. And what I'm saying is it's you. There's something in you that is resonating with that object or that thing outside of you.
Mm. Interesting. Very interesting. So tell us a little bit about what you people will take away.
What I'd like them to do, have you ever seen a cat see its reflection in a mirror?
Yes.
Where it kind of like, oh, there's another cat there. What I would like people to do is to see that image and recognize it as a reflection and then go inside. Look at themselves and say, okay, here is this quality. I love this person I'm attracted to is a free spirit. What can I do in my own life to express that? How can I start living my life in a way that honors this resonance so that I can bring out my own light into the world as well?
Oh, that is so beautiful. So, Rachel, where can people reach you on the web?
The company's website is thefullnessofyourpower.com.
Oh, is that beautiful? Thefullnessofyourpower.com.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. And there you'll find not just articles that I've written, links to my books, but there are also some links to some free online trainings that I've done in areas that a lot of it has to do with making peace with yourself, whether it's dealing with grief or self-forgiveness or letting go of things that have gone on in your past. I do have some just free online trainings if people are interested in any of those things. I invite them to visit the Fullness of Your Power and see what they can find.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us.
Glad to have been here.
Sam Slay, are you here?
Yes, ma'am.
Sam, hi. Great to have you with us. And we're so excited about your forthcoming book and the fact that we're going to be promoting that to bestseller as well as this book that you contributed to. So, again, thanks so much for being here with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Sam, tell us a little bit about your contribution to Are You the Missing Piece?
The thing that I uncovered a few years ago, and I finally decided to sit down after 4 years and sit down and write it, was that too many people are slowly crumbling under the load of trying to blend work with life. You hear a lot about work-life blend. And I'd like to challenge that premise a little bit. I think that people are stressed out, unhappy, and they feel trapped by the demands of their job. And yet they also feel powerless to make any changes. While growing up, you might have heard, as I did, get a steady job that you can depend on. In today's economy, it can be even more tempting to believe that you're trapped and at the mercy of your employer, even if you enjoy your job, like a lot of people do. Economic challenges have reinforced the idea that the best way to survive is to put your head down and do whatever it takes to keep that monthly paycheck coming in. And the book I'm writing is called Work Jockey. I want people to look away from work-life balance and look at more of work-life blend, making work work for them. And that way they won't be overtired and overworked, and they won't lose in the end, and they'll make it work for them. So what I'm asking them to do is to rethink the work-life balance and focus more on a work-life blend.
I like that. That's really a refreshing way to think about it. So what do you hope people will take away from that? What would that picture look like?
Well, the number one thing I'd like for them to think about is being a work jockey. In other words, be a work jockey by working less, living more, accomplishing more, and being happier. I think that somewhere along the way, that 40-hour work week turned into a 60, 70, 80-hour work week. And in the end, we're virtually waiting to die rather than living from day to day.
Really, really lovely. So, Sam, how can people get a hold of you on the web?
And my website is samslay.com. That's SamSlay.com.
Beautiful. Sam, also, where are you coming to us from?
I'm in Panama City, Florida.
Oh, okay. We got a lot of Floridians here today. Fabulous.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks so much, Sam.
Thank you.
Once again, I want to thank you all for being here. Thank you all for the contribution to the book. And for those of you listening out there, if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can reach us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.